In Greek mythology, Hector was a Greek prince and a great fighter during the Trojan Wars. And just a few weeks ago, the Hector we knew was the hurricane skirting us our shores, bringing surf and a bit of wind. We thought it was time to refresh our memories about the process that meteorologists use to pick the names of storms headed our way. We sat down with John Bravender with the National Weather Service.
The hurricane names are... They get named in whatever basin they form in. There's the Eastern Pacific Basin that's located east of 140 west longitude. The Central Pacific Basin, which our office forecasts for, between 140 west and the international dateline. Depending on where a tropical cyclone forms, it develops into a storm initially, 39 miles an hour. Depending on where it strengthens, it gets a name from that area. In the East Pacific, it's an alphabetical list, very similar to the Atlantic, where each system has its name. It goes A, B, C, D. It goes down the list. We get to Hector before we get one to move into this far west. If it formed in the Central Pacific, it gets a name from – it gets a Hawaii name from a different list. And because we have fewer cyclones develop here and get named here, we don't reset every year. So where one list drops off, we start up again at that point the next year.
Okay, so it's not that often that you will get then a storm with a Hawaiian name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so who determines what names are on the list? How does that work?
It's actually an international collaboration. The World Meteorological Organization has committees that meet to decide, you know, international convention, you know, standards that all countries follow. And one of the things they do is develop these lists of names for each basin. All the countries in that region get together and agree on which ones they'll use. So all countries will use the same names so to avoid confusion. The lists are set up now. We cycle through them. When there's a significant hurricane, a lot of damage or loss of life, the same WMO committee that meets to determine the names can also decide to retire a name. To avoid being disrespectful to people who lost loved ones during one later, that sort of situation. And when they retire a name, then the members get together to decide what new name to replace it with.
So, like Hurricane Katrina, name was probably retired.
Yeah, we won't see another Katrina again. The last Central Pacific name that was retired was EOK in 2006. Also, Iniki was retired, so we won't see another Iniki. Within the Central Pacific Basin, we have four different lists that have about a dozen names on them. You go down them alphabetically and then restart from the top of the next list when you go through one. For the East Pacific and the Atlantic, there's six different lists that they cycle through. So you could see the same names come up again every 6 years. They start with A and then move down the list. In 2016, we had caused a bit of confusion when we had Madeline and Lester approaching the islands from the east. Madeline came first and then Lester. And people were confused because why does the M come before the L? It just happened that Lester formed first, farther east, closer towards Mexico, and was therefore slower to get here. So it's based on when they form.
And what about the names, female names versus male names?
Right now, they alternate male and female names. Gilma as the G, Hector as the H, and then Lane as the L, for example. Or in the case in 2016, Madeline, Lester. In the Western Pacific, for the typhoon list, the typhoon committee that meets, different countries that are members of that committee have names. So they alternate one country to the next. So I guess I would suppose that if one country's name gets retired, that country can propose the next one. On the Hurricane website, or just the Central Pacific Hurricane Center website, have a page that has the list of all the names for the different basins. And they also talk about the country of origin for the Western Pacific names, so you can get an idea. And also have some pronunciations, because that can be tricky at times. Once a tropical storm or hurricane gets named, it will keep that name as it moves across the ocean. So if it, like Hector formed in the east, stayed as a hurricane as it moves through the Central Pacific. If it moves past the international dateline, then it will become Typhoon Hector. It keeps the same name depending on whatever basin it is. A tropical depression, as it starts developing, it doesn't get a name initially. It's given a number. One, two, three, going down sequentially. Once it becomes a tropical storm, then it's given a name. On the other end, as it's weakening and dissipating, as it weakens to a depression, it's still referred to as the name. So you could have tropical depression Darby, for example, moving past us. But if you have, for example, tropical depression 1C that hit the Big Island back in the 90s, brought some significant flooding to Hilo, that was something that hadn't developed to a tropical storm, but obviously still brought pretty significant impacts from the flooding threat.
When you do the storms, when you give them numbers, assign them numbers, how does that work?
So that's one of the things during hurricane season we're constantly watching. We do a tropical weather outlook four times a day where we're looking for areas of potential development. As we're watching that, something come together, thunderstorms start rotating, come together. There's certain ingredients you look for, low-pressure system, persistent thunderstorms, things like that. As it becomes more organized, then we'll decide it's a depression. And we start issuing advisories on it. That's the point where you start to see like a forecast track, mm-hmm. Error cone, potential impacts, the full hurricane advisory package. Once it becomes strong enough, once it reaches wind speeds of 40 miles an hour, tropical storm force, then we give it a name.
And again, if you haven't heard, the next name on the hurricane list is Lane. So Hurricane Lane is headed our way, so pay attention next week. We were talking with John Ravender of the National Weather Service. This hurricane season, between 3 to 6 storms are forecast. Hurricane season expected to last through November.